Another thing I get hungry for after the first of the year is the quiet pursuit of reading. And Bobby Bird, author and co-founder of Cinco Puntos Press, is here to talk about the latest releases from what I consider El Paso's premier publishing house.
Well, there are not many here.
I think it's safe to say that. I was going to go with it like the world, but I thought I'd play it safe.
Well, we like to think that Cinco Puntos is the best independent press in state of Texas, if not the Southwest.
I would give you no argument. I don't think anybody else would. What you all have accomplished is absolutely stunning. And I know in previous interviews, you and Lee, your wife, for those who do not know, and your partner in this endeavor, threw yourselves into it, not knowing what you were doing.
Having no idea what we were doing. Totally.
Which is probably just as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've done amazing things. Tell me what you have coming down the pike right now.
Right now, we're working on a number of books. A couple of books I'll mention real quickly that we're very proud of. We're doing a book called Pig Park by Claudia Guadalupe Martinez. And Claudia is from Segundo Barrio, and she grew up, we're real honored for this, she grew up wanting to have her books published by Cinco Puntos Press.
Wow. You've got a generation that's growing up with that as a dream.
Yeah. Isn't that
way
cool?
To go.
And she now runs a nonprofit in Chicago. We published her first book, The Smell of Old Lady Perfume. It's for young adults. And now she's come back with her second. It's called Pig Park. It's about a little community in Chicago that is about to be revitalized and destroyed at the same time. And so the community is trying to hold on to it. So it's this real complex story that'll be fun for kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Pig Park. And the adult book that we're working on will be out in January or February, is The House of Purple Cedar by Tim Tingle. Tim Tingle is a Choctaw storyteller and a writer who's known primarily for his children's books. And he has always wanted to write an adult novel. And he's worked with Lee for the last year, writing this book that is a story of it starts out in Choctaw territory, the 1890s. A school for girls burns to the ground. Choctaw girls and 11 girls are killed. And one of the girls who survives tells the story. And it's one of those stories, if you know Louise Erdrich's novels, it's a lot like with a sort of Indian magical realism, sorts of magical stuff. And the nice thing about the interesting thing is in the Choctaw tradition, you know, they're very Christian, they're very Native American. And so there's all this sort of fundamentalist Christianity mixed with Choctaw spiritualism.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like the idea.
It's real, real, very interesting. It's full of, it's a story of compassion and forgiveness that only Native Americans can really express. So it's a wonderful book.
Sounds like a lovely concept. Two different languages for goodness.
Yeah, House of Purple Cedar. And Tim Tingle, we think, is an incredible guy.
For those who are not familiar with Cinco Puntos Press, can you describe quickly your focus? What kind of books have you focused on publishing?
As you know, Monica, that we started out, we were very, very regional.
Mm-hmm.
And we did books on the border, about the border, and especially bilingual books and books like David Romo's Ringside Seats of the Revolution.
Yes.
But as our reputation has grown nationally, and for the prizes that we won, we get more and more manuscripts from around the country and actually around the world. And so we've gotten into Native American literature. We're doing more novels for adults. We're becoming more general press oriented.
Can you articulate what it is that carries over from your initial mission into your current iteration?
You know, I think it's probably our political stance and the fact that we take chances. So we've done a lot of books where we take chances and we've been very, very lucky.
I think
you, and I'm sure you know, and other people who are listening know that Ben Sainz's collection of stories, Everything Begins and Ends at the Kentucky Club, which
I'm
is
reading
a
that now.
Yeah, which
yes.
is a regional book, people think of it, won the Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction for 2013, which is a huge, huge award.
Absolutely.
That brought both Ben, his stories and his work, a lot of attention, but it also brought Cinco Puntos a lot of attention.
As it should. I mean, your early works, some of the books I recall from the first days were La Llorona, English and Spanish.
Right.
And that book alone was the first time I had seen something I grew up with, the story captured in paper, in the pages of that book.
Right, and bilingually done.
Bilingually. And it has great integrity, and it allows that to be passed on now in more than oral form.
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah. And, you know, that book has sold well over 500,000 copies.
Yes.
You know, it's been in various forms, but it's sold all these different copies. We call ourselves the house that Laiurona built.
And rightly so.
Right. So we've been very lucky. You know, back then we published Laiurona, we published Dagoberto Gilb's When It Was on the Past Line, and we talk about how those two books sort of established our sense of mission.
Mm-hmm.
Good fiction, good writing, and children's books. And we didn't know anything about children's books.
Well, you guys have brilliant guts because knowing that isn't intellectual or certain, but you just know, and you've taken awesome chances. So what else do we have going on?
Well, we also have... Since I'm co-publisher and I sleep with the editor of the of the press, they're going to publish a book of mine, a new book of poetry.
Well, you do have some sway, but okay. You better hope there's no argument before this comes out.
Yeah, right. So exactly. So we're publishing my book of poems, which, and you know, historically poems are not the world's greatest money makers. So. We're going to crowdsource what they call crowdfunding that through one of these various websites. And we're going to we're going to pre-sell the book, and we're going to be pre-selling various things with that. One of the things we're making a little booklet with three tiny poems in it.
That is, you're holding it. So I'm looking at this product, and it's just
that we'll
like
be
it.
Selling along with the book, so that people who buy the book before it's published will get one of these plus the book when it comes out. And if they want to get these beforehand, they can have these. They're going to be $10 a piece. And they're only going to be 200 or 300 made, so that
real collector's items.
They'll be collector's items if I'm ever collectible.
I think you already are, hon. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to talk to that editor of mine.
You might have to kiss up some more.
Anyway, these are called the toilet poems because they're in my book of poems. They're Otherwise My Life Is Ordinary. There are several poems that we thought that would fit together nicely. They're all about the toilet.
Well,
in the bathroom.
Let's back up a little bit. Now, the book Otherwise My Life Is Ordinary is the title. This book is not yet out.
No.
Okay, so you'll
be out in March.
Okay, this is coming out in March, and then from this book, there will be excerpts in the toilet poems.
Yes, maybe about.
Would you like to read one or two?
I'll read one or two. One I can't read.
Well, that'll make it sell that much better. Okay,
I'll read the first two.
Okay,
and the first is the original drawings on the front and back. One of a toilet and one of a roll of toilet paper. By Harvey Daiho Hilbert, who is my Zen teacher.
I was looking at this, and it looks like the broad brush of the calligraphy.
Right, like a calligraphy. He's a very fine calligrapher.
Yes.
Calligraphist. So the first one is called Message to My Grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Message to Grandkids. Toilets are eloquent, and they speak the truth. Remember that.
There's something to... sit and stare about, you know.
Actually, there's a lot to think about. That,
yes, indeed.
It gets more and more the more you think about it. And
deeper, it goes round and round. There are lots of things I could say that I'm going to self-edit, actually.
Yeah. My granddaughter actually was asking me what this poem means. And she sort of took me by surprise. But I've been thinking about it. I could talk for about 30 minutes about what that poem says.
Yeah, to a degree for me, if I can completely explain a poem, then I'm no longer fascinated with it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the other one is about friendship, and it's called Good Friends.
Okay.
They like 2-ply. We like 1-ply.
Ah. With that, you're making me flush. So, did I really say that? Oh, God.
No, that's quick.
I'm sorry. That was...
You planned ahead.
Yeah, but I'm bummed. Okay.
Pretty good, Monica. Yeah.
I love talking with you every year and encouraging people to check out Cinco Puntos Press. you always have kind of the welcome sign out as long as you're open. You're located at 701 Texas Avenue, a colorful spot on the corner. Folks can also go to cincopuntos.com. Real easy to sign up for the mailing list and get all your announcements and your book specials and all that fun stuff. It's just the happening place. And my guest, Bobby Bird, and his dear wife, Lee Bird, both incredible authors in their own rights and co-founders of Cinco Puntos Press, here to just kind of spark up our holiday celebrations. Never too late to go out. You have still a couple more days to do your critical shopping.
Right. And a lot of discounts down there.
Awesome. And books are the best of gifts. Thank you so much.
Keep on giving.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bobby. Always a delight.
Yeah, take good care.